It's the best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
Well, good morning, Evelyn. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm a huge fan. I'm excited to be on.
Oh, well, nice. That makes us feel good. Thank you for listening, and I hope that we can help you.
Me too.
So why don't you start by telling us this guy you went out with?
Okay. His name is Matt, and we haven't technically gone out yet. We met at a bar.
Okay. Was it fun?
We just had a really fun night. He's such a good time. Like, we danced a little bit. He bought me some drinks. We exchanged phone numbers. I was super excited about it.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like you are.
I mean, I thought he was super into me, but then, like, nothing. Like, I haven't heard anything, not a text, not anything.
Of course. That can be super frustrating. Well, hopefully it's nothing big. Maybe he's just been busy with work or something. Why don't we give him a call and find out what's going on?
Okay.
We are back with Second Date Update. It's Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. And Evelyn has patiently been waiting to find out what's going on with Matt. They never really made it out on a date, but they did exchange numbers when they met at a bar. So let's see what's going on and why Matt hasn't called her.
Hold on, turn that down. Sorry, hello?
Hello, Matt?
Yeah, I was listening to music. Who is this calling? Sorry.
This is Mandy from Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize for the music in your ear. I'm sorry. I was doing a little cleaning around the house, and I like the music loud when I'm cleaning. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, we were actually calling to find out about a woman that you were hanging out with the other night, Evelyn.
Oh, yeah. I remember her. Yeah, I like that. She was cool.
Well, we were just wondering, how come you never gave her a call?
You know, I don't really want to date anyone right now, to be honest with you.
Okay. I mean, is there a reason why?
I mean, I just want to be single for a while, you know, live my life, you know.
Okay. I mean, have you been dating a lot? You just kind of want to play the field or something?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much, no, I just want to just take some time out for me, you know, get myself together, get my thoughts together, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's totally understandable, but don't you think you could have called her and told her that? I mean, especially since you exchanged numbers?
I mean, honestly, yeah, I could have done that, but by doing that, see, when you do stuff like that, especially depending on the person, you could create, like, awkward moments with them, and I just feel weird and feel like I let them down or disappointed them, and I don't like confrontation. Like, you know, that's, yeah, it'd just be weird for me after that, you know, that's why I just do it at all, you know what I'm saying?
You're avoiding the situation.
Yeah, I don't like time and, you know, disappointing anyone or anything like that, you know?
Well, you're probably going to feel weird and awkward and maybe disappoint now because we actually have her on the line with us.
What? Not. Are you serious?
Yep.
Okay, real quick, though, before you guys start chit-chatting, I have to take a quick break, and then when we come back, Evelyn, you can ask him whatever questions you want. So be thinking of it, and we'll come right back.
Your 106.3.
It's Mandy in the Morning on Your 106.3, and we are back with Second Date Update. We are just speaking with Matt, who told us he really didn't call Evelyn back because he doesn't want to date anymore. He was just having some fun. So, Evelyn, you got something you want to ask Matt?
I mean,
did you hear everything?
Yeah, I did. But, like, it's totally fine that you don't want to date. Like, I get it. I've been there myself. But, I mean, why did you just, like, come at me with all of your charm and chat me up and, like, buy me drinks and take my number? I don't understand.
I mean, I guess that's just me, you know? That's just, you know, what I do is just who I am, you know? It's like I've always been that way. I just like having fun and just loving the moment, you know?
So why aren't you looking for a date right now?
Okay, it's a little complicated, so I'm gonna try to sum up a decade's worth of information.
Oh, my.
And it's quick. To make a long story short, I've been dating my whole life. Like, I've always been in relationships. I had three girlfriends in my whole life, pretty much. One was for 6 years.
Oh, wow.
Then one was for 3 years. And after that, one was for 5.5 years, or like five, probably close to six. And when we broke up, you know, I was like really in the dumps. Like, I was really like down. So, excuse me. So once I pretty much brought myself back to life and just, you know, remember who I was and started to have fun again and live life, it was like I didn't want to go back to that place anymore, you know?
Yeah.
Years, a lot of years.
That's like your whole life just filled up with girlfriends.
Yeah, tell me about it. I mean, don't get me wrong, though, you know, a lot of times, you know, a lot of days, the night as well, like, I miss being in a relationship, and I miss, you know, having someone that's here with me, you know, but at the moment, I know it'd be better for me to just, you know, spend time, you know, just being me and get myself together, you know.
Well, why'd you give me your number?
Tell me. I pretty much, you know, I was having so much fun with you that night. It was like, when I went in the building, there was a lot of women in there. And out of all of them, like, you really stood out to me. Like, you were really the life of the party, and we had so much fun, and I just got caught up in a moment. So, I don't know.
Okay. I mean, I can't say I've never done that. I mean, yeah, I've done that before. I get it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, though. I didn't want to, you know, make you feel like I played you or nothing like that. You know, I'm sorry I didn't get back to you. I'm just still pretty much, you know, trying to figure out stuff, you know, my own situation and things like that. I'm sorry, though.
Yeah, no, it's okay. I totally get it.
Okay, so I'm just guessing here that there's not going to be a date, right? Because, you know, Matt, you're trying to figure some things out.
Nah, not right now. I definitely would love to keep your number, though, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, no, you can... Yeah, totally hold on to it. And, you know, when you're ready to date again, maybe I'll be cool.
Cool. Now I want to know what happens. So if you guys do end up getting together, well, let me know.
Your 106.3. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on your 106.3.